Senhor, terá presença da forma de o fed a poor person today.
And I will very important by saying, I fed a poor person today.
Thereafter he asked, who visited a sick person? And Abu Bakr said, I visited a sick person today as well. Thereafter Rasulullah said, no one who has done these good deeds in a manner of togetherness will get anything except paradise. Now this hadith is saying that if a person did these four things, it doesn't say in one day, it doesn't say in one week, but if a person activates himself by doing it as much as possible, okay, if you did it once in your life, you will get paradise, inshallah. But if you did it strenuously, in other words, in a manner of diligence, in a manner of necessity, in a manner of need, in a manner of sincerity on a regular basis, then this hadith says, definitely you will get paradise. So now the question will come, I cannot meet a poor person. What do I do? I cannot meet a person that is hungry. What do I do? The scholars even covered that for me and you. And they have given us a beautiful example. Let's say, for example, you're sitting at home with your parents. You're living in a wealthy neighborhood. Nobody needs food. Nobody has clothing issues. Nobody may be sick. What do? In that situation, when you are eating your food, the least you can do is ask your mother, Mom, can I pass you this? Dad, can I pour the water for you? Just by doing that, you will gain the reward of this hadith. You go to a store, of course you have to be mature for this, Islamically, 11, 12, 13, depending on the person. You go to a store, your dad needs to buy something, your mom is buying something, you have a few dollars in your pocket. There's nobody else that needs the money. And it comes time to pay. The bill is $5, $10, and you have it. Or even if the bill is $50, and you put your quarter, you put your dollar and say, Mom, this is from me. And they accept it. According to the hadith, you will be part and gaining reward of getting that place in paradise. So look at how easy Allah SWT is making it for us to gain paradise. But you have to become an active person. If you see a person that has passed away, or you heard of a person that passed away, and you say, oh Allah, I cannot be there because the person is far away. But the hadith says, if I follow that person that passed away, and I take him to the grave, you will give me Jannah. Oh Allah, I wish I was there. And then if somebody in your community passes away, you follow that person, you say, oh Allah, I'm following this person, and I wish I would have followed the 10 other people that passed away in other places. And you remember the names. Allah will bring you and give you the reward of all this together. So you see how easy it is to get Jannah? It's very easy, but it requires one thing. What does it require? An active mind. An active action. Two things. An active mind as well as active action. Exactly. What is that? I mean, that doesn't mean you're very active. It's not very good. So inshallah, hadith talks about this recap, fasting. There is something we should try and do. The more we do of it, better for our health. Number two. Person that passes away, try to follow them, meaning try to go and represent the graveyard or graveyard projects. I know the masjid has graveyard projects from time to time, and they seek funds for that. Your giving your money means that you are now assisting those that have passed away. Number three, who has fed a poor? Okay, you may not have a poor person to feed, but the least you can do is pass the food around. If you may say, I eat alone, nobody's with me, the least you can do is call your friend. Sometimes you know people don't eat a lot. Or they may be lazy on eating, especially exam time, students don't eat. At least you can send a text message to your friend. I know you don't like to eat a lot during exams, whatever. Go and do what you need to do regarding eating. That will also bring you, inshallah, the benefit of this hadith. And also he talks about visiting the sick person, etc. So inshallah, if you can remember this hadith, mentally and physically do things, then inshallah, not only will you get paradise, but you'll also have better relationships with people that are around you. Are there any announcements, Dr. Sir? Any announcements at all? Okay, inshallah, we will see you all next week. The program on the 19th, inshallah, there are flyers that will be given upstairs and down. children under 19, or all you youth between the age of 13 and 28. Do take it seriously, do try to join the program, it will benefit you and those around you, inshallah.
Thank you, that is a little bit lower. Exactly.